Pray those people that are looking up here saying, oh no, here's Chris. He hasn't spoken for a long time and he's up here again. Oh no, we're in trouble. Don't worry, it's not me today, it's you. So you guys are the ones that are going to be sharing. I'm just going to be sharing a little bit about Thanksgiving. Our society kind of messes up Thanksgiving, doesn't it? You look on television about what's Thanksgiving all about, and we watch television and we see that Thanksgiving's about a big meal, people around a table and eating this big meal, or we see that Thanksgiving is about a bunch of football games, and not that football games are bad. We like watching football games. Fred and I do, at least. And or we see that Thanksgiving is about shopping, early Christmas shopping, that kind of stuff. But there's something missing. Something missing. Or maybe we get a little closer to what Thanksgiving is about, the whole what it's instituted for, what it was originally instituted for. We get a little closer to what it was instituted for. And we go into a kindergarten class through a third grade class, and we see kids, and they're all dressed up like pilgrims. Half of them are dressed up like pilgrims, and half of them are dressed up like Indians, or maybe I should say like indigenous people. And they're sitting down, sharing a big meal together, and talking about what they're thankful for, and a little closer to what Thanksgiving's all about. But there's still something missing, unless you're in, of course, Mrs. Kaiser's kindergarten class, or unless you're in Lizzie's class or Sarah's class or another Christian teacher's class. There's still that one thing that's missing. You know, who is it? Who is it that they're thankful to? See, we tend to take God out of the equation, don't we, in our country? Thanksgiving is rarely attached to God. Yet he is the one that's the source. He's the one that we should be thankful to. And that's why we're here today. That's why we're here for Thanksgiving. Like Patrick said, Thanksgiving is that day where we pause and we contemplate what God's done for us. And it's kind of sad that we single out a day, because we should be doing that all the time, shouldn't we? So it's a time to offer thanks to him. Well, if we go way back to where Thanksgiving was instituted in the United States, we go back to 1620, the year 1620, when William Bradford brought a group of people from England to Plymouth Rock. And why did those people come over? Why did they come from England? Well, a lot of people would say, well, they came to the New World. They were looking for the New World. Is that why they came? Why did they come? Exactly, for religious freedom. Exactly right. That they came from a country that was kind of changing things, right? The country was all of a sudden saying, hey, in order to worship God, you need to worship in a certain way. And those people, they went to Scripture and they said, well, wait a second, Scripture doesn't say that. Scripture says to worship God, you worship in these certain ways. And these people were worshiping in their houses, in their homes. They were worshiping with their worship songs and stuff. They weren't songs that were certain hymns that had to be okayed by the country, by the government. They weren't buildings that had to be worshiped in. Okay, they could be worship wherever they wanted to worship. And I don't know, maybe they were in the book of Acts and they were looking at what the New Testament church was like. And so yeah, that's exactly right. They came for religious freedom. And so when those people came, they put together some rules and regulations, pretty simple rules and regulations. They called it the Mayflower Compact. It was basically a one-page document. And a one-page document was a civil body politic for just and equal laws for the good of the colony, good of the people, dedicated to who? To the glory of God. Kind of interesting, isn't it? The rules were for the glory of God. And those foreshadowed our country's soon to be, actually I shouldn't say soon to be, 150 years later, Declaration of Independence. And our Declaration of Independence included words like the natures of God and our Creator, stuff like that. So we had God in mind. Our framers of our Declaration of Independence had God in mind when they put that together. And those same creators of the Declaration of Independence, many of those men, were the ones that formed our Constitution. that they had those in mind too. And it's interesting how the people that put all of these things together that had God in mind, things have changed over the years, haven't they? And we see over the years how God is now being taken out of all of those things. It's kind of sad. Yet, if you look at this William Bradford and the things that he did as he came over, if you looked at his journal, you would see that many of the things that he did was he gave thanks. He gave thanks to God for the journey. The first thing he did when he got to Plymouth Rock was that he thanked God for a safe journey over. And a safe journey over wasn't a really great journey over, was it? In fact, one of the things that had happened when he first got here was his wife died. So it wasn't a great, wonderful thing, but he knew who his creator was, and he gave thanks to his creator. Another area in his journal that he gave thanks, and that's kind of where we got Thanksgiving from, was within the next year, he did. He got together. He did get help from the indigenous people or whatever, and they helped him out, and he gave thanks with those people. They did have a big feast and stuff, and in giving thanks, they had a big celebration. But in that big celebration, they'd lost many, many people. In fact, almost lost half of the people that came over. You know, so it wasn't some big celebration over, you know, all this wonderful stuff that they got and the ways that God had blessed them over the cars and the houses and all that kind of stuff. No, not at all. He realized that who his creator was, and in maintaining that relationship with that creator, he was giving thanks. You know, it's hard not to think of people in our lives today that give thanks to their Lord and Savior, and in difficult times in their lives. And we've had the privilege, and we've talked about Dawn, and there's other people in our lives that we've talked about, and it's interesting how that goes. You know, that we give thanks during these difficult times as well as good times and stuff. And so, because of what God's done for us. Anyways, Thanksgiving really wasn't instituted as a holiday for many, many years after that. In fact, it was, I'm going to test you because it was last year that we talked about this. When was Thanksgiving made a national holiday? When was that in the United States? When? President Lincoln, exactly. So it was during the Civil War. In fact, right in the middle of the Civil War, okay? And President Lincoln, in the middle of the Civil War, on October 3rd, 1863, Lincoln's proclamation said that Thanksgiving was to be a day of praise and a day of repentance, a day of prayer, a day of healing. Kind of different than what you get on media, on television stuff today, isn't it? Okay? Not a day of football, not a day of going out and getting good deals for shopping, stuff like that, but a day to repent, a day to pray, a day for healing for our country. Interesting. Sounds like some things that we could use today, some things for our county, some things for our state, some things for our country, some things for our world. You know, I thought, well, it'd be interesting to see what I can find on the news today, so I just kind of went to my phone to that part where it does all the news things, all the different sites, and one of the ones that I noticed, one of the only ones I could find yesterday that talked about our president was CNN, which I'm a little skeptical on that. But anyways, won't go any further in that one. But it talked about nothing about Thanksgiving, about how he's celebrating yesterday as Transgender Day of Remembrance and Transgender Awareness Week and stuff. Nothing about Thanksgiving and stuff. So I thought, you know, maybe it would be good to remember. Maybe it is a good time to repent, stuff like that. But, you know, then I started thinking about myself. I started thinking, you know, it's very easy for me to think about others, about our leaders that are doing things wrong and other people that are doing things wrong. And I thought, you know, what does God want me to do? Where am I in this whole equation and stuff? You know, it's easy for me to point fingers. But God wants me to be the one that repents in my life. There's areas that I need to change. There's areas that I need to be thankful for. And so my challenge to us is between now and Thanksgiving is what are areas in our lives that we need to kind of get right with the Lord, that we need to thank the Lord for in our lives, but not only thank the Lord for, but kind of change in our lives to repent and say, God, you know, I need to change some stuff about my attitude about others, and more specifically about you and what you, where you'd have me and what you'd have me doing. And so anyways, that's that. Now, I want to change paths a little bit before we get into our time of sharing. And I want you to think back of when we were meeting at the charter school. Can anybody remember what the floor was like at the charter school? What kind of floor was there at the charter school? Wood floor, good. I thought, Alan McCarley, you failed me. I thought you were going to be the first one to come up with the floor. This guy, he has got A+ right here so far. A+. Wood floor, exactly. It's like a basketball court, isn't it? That wood floor marked that they're changing a lot of the floors, a lot of the things over there at the schools. And it's kind of interesting. It's kind of neat to be able to reminisce about what happened on those floors in the past and stuff. And I know that it's a basketball court or could have been a basketball court at some time. I don't know. I wonder what happened on those floors. You know, I wonder if there's some, if they use it for basketball. I know I go to take stuff over to Sarah every once in a while, and I've heard Mark out there. We know Mark has a big voice. I've heard Mark out there barking out, you know, to those kids in basketball when he's coaching up the, what's the name of your, what's your mascot again there? Rattlers. Oh, gosh, how could I forget that? Coaching up the Rattlers or whatever. But you know, going back in the history of that school, East Cottonwood and stuff, I wonder what happened in that gym. You know, I wonder what some of those stories that could be told, you know, of maybe Don Dawson. You know, did he ever play basketball in there? Or maybe not basketball, maybe it was dodgeball. Maybe there's some stories that he could have told. Or maybe Bud Rickert, or maybe Eddie Peterson, or Dovey Randolph, or Alan McCarley, or Ryan Rogers, or the Boyd brothers. The list goes on. I don't know. Maybe there's some food fights or something in there. I don't know. Now you say, Chris, where are you going with this? Well, that was a court. That was a court, wasn't it? Look at the floor in here. What's the floor like in here? It's a conk. Thank you. There we go. Sorry. He's catching you. He's catching you. That's great. Good for you, Alan. You're getting better. Where's Shelby when you need to show off in front of her? That's good. All right. Hey, concrete floor. Concrete symbolizes rock, doesn't it? Okay, Matthew 7:24, verses 24 through 25 says this: Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Yeah. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat it on that house. But it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. The rock is Jesus, Jesus Christ. This morning, we are in the Lord's court. We're not in some basketball court. We're in the Lord's court. Psalms 100, verse 4 says, Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. This is thanksgiving. We're praising him. We're thanking him. So that's what we're going to do this morning. Now, in the past months, we've been in the book of Genesis, okay? And I can imagine some of the thankfulness that went on in the book of Genesis. Can you imagine being Abraham with Isaac, and you're asked to go sacrifice your son Isaac, and you're there ready to sacrifice him, and then all of a sudden, there's the ram there in the bush next to him. God provides a sacrifice. I can imagine that Abraham was pretty thankful. Or Noah. And God tells Noah to build this ark and put all these animals on this ark. And Noah, he was obedient. He did what God wanted him to. And God helped out. And God took care of his family. And I could imagine that Noah was pretty thankful. And we know that Noah was pretty thankful. And Joseph, think of all the things that we just read about Joseph and all the different things that Joseph went through. I think Joseph, he was pretty grateful. He was pretty thankful for all the things that happened in his life and the way that God watched over him. And as we went through Genesis, everything in Genesis pointed to who? To Jesus, to Christ, yeah. To our salvation. So I think we have quite a bit to be thankful for what Jesus has done for us. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18 says, In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That's what we're going to move into. We're going to move into a time of sharing. We're going to ask that in this time of sharing, that when you share, the thing that you share, whatever you share, is something that edifies the body, that builds this body up and builds up most of all the Lord. We also ask that you keep it brief so everybody has a chance to share. So right now, Johnny, if you could come up, and we're going to have a mic. I think the mic's here. We'll have that go around. And we just want you to take a little time. We want to take a little time for you to share. What's going on in your life? What's the Lord doing in your life that's that you're thankful, that you're grateful for? That the Lord's, what's happening? Oh, yeah, you got to turn it on there, John. He's a forester, so
yeah. Doesn't
have to do those things in the forest. All right, so who's going to go first? Break the ice. There we go.
So a lot of you guys probably don't know me. I'm not in town very often. I'm a truck driver. Grandson to Jack and Tony here. And most thing I'm grateful for is my daughter. She's a year old today. And God has given me the ability to provide for my family. I don't get to see her that often. I'm gone for 3 to 4 weeks at a time. But I'm thankful to be able to provide for my family and give my wife the ability to stay home and raise my child.
My name's Erin. I've been a part of this church since July, and I'm most thankful for the high school kids and the junior hires that are moving up into high school and the ones who've graduated already and just their hearts for the Lord and for each other. And it's really just Matt and Jen and my vision that we would just encourage them to love one another and to love the Lord and realize that they don't have to do all this alone. And it's just, it's not a compartment of their lives. They can be friends Sunday, and they can be friends on Monday at youth group, and then they can call each other for encouragement, and they can call me, and I just want them to know that we can do this all together, and we love all of them, and I'm super thankful for my mom and dad for providing for me so that I can spend all my money on the high school group, and just their love for me, and I was a prodigal for 2 years, and they called me every day, and they wanted me to come back, and I wouldn't be here if it weren't for them and their love for me. That was unconditional, so thank you for that.
Good morning. My name's Steve McCarley. Gosh, I have so much to be thankful for. 5 years ago, for us, Thanksgiving was a little different. Paula had been through breast cancer, and this November marks 5 years, and we're just praising God for a clean report, and just the ability to go the way that he provided that whole scenario, we're just really thankful for his grace and mercy in that situation. And I'll never forget our drive down to from Phoenix to Tucson. Holy Spirit was so powerful over her, and I'm just super grateful for that. And I just recently wanted to say I'm really thankful for God's word. Through our lives and raising our kids and different situations that we experience with people, it's so nice to have his word that we don't have to really decide what's right or wrong, or it's not up to us. And we talked about that with our kids when we were raising them, the discipline. It's not our rules, guys. This is God's rules. We're just here to help enforce those. But even situations now with friends and people, that it's just his word is so true. And although our country's changed over the years, you talked about how we've changed our thought process, his word never changes. So we can always go back to his word to get clarity on a situation if we don't understand what to do. So I'm thankful for his word.
Yeah, that's good, Steve.
I think I shared the same thing last year, but also like what Steve just said, I'm so thankful for God's word and just how much hope and peace is found in there, especially when you seek it, especially during the hard times in life, when you, how much it can renew your mind. And I know a lot of you have heard of the Streams in the Desert devotional, or may I have it or had it, but there's a quote in there that says, great trials can bring great faith. And I think it doesn't say it will bring great faith, it says that it can. And if you really dig into his word intentionally, which is hard to do sometimes when you're just having a pity party, there's just so much there to cling to, his promises and his words. And I know Matthew 7:7 says, seek and you should find. And it's just very encouraging to have his word, like, just like Steve said, a manual for life.
thinking back on that, I'm thankful for the church body. I've been through quite a bit in my life. We got baptized this year, April was saved, and I talked with Mark about how strong the devil is. And we got our motor home, spent a few $1,000s to get it out. It took 3 years to get the church in, from fires and everything else. So this year was the year. We're driving up, and APS fluid is going all over the freaking road. I'm like, oh my gosh. We're backing off. My leveling graphs are coming down while we're driving. We make the Shingletown store, and my wife is going, what are we going to do? I'm like, well, they've got to have a wrench and APS fluid in there. I'll figure it out. I unloaded all the tools, didn't think we need anything. Get there, Emily comes into the store, and I'm blowing propane. They filled propane tank, and did it. She's looking at me and we're going home. I'm not going up. We're not going to drive all the way up there. That's our time. I said, nope, we're going to go. I went off the propane and sat there for a long time. Finally made it in. And we were driving. It was quiet. And I'm angry. And she's angry. And I look at her and I went, that's the devil. He does not want us to go. He doesn't want us to be baptized. Well, the boys got baptized, her and I. And there was a reason that we were supposed to be there. And for all the years that it took to get there, that was an event. So I was thankful in my faith at that time to say, this is what we're going to do and be an example for our family. And we had never done that as a family, April and I and the boys, and to be around everyone and in that type of setting. But as a kid, Vacation Bible School, it really changed my perspective and gave me some insight to people that we've been around for the last 4-ish years, really get to know them. And I couldn't be more thankful for that.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's good. Isn't it interesting? You know, being a math teacher, have you heard a common denominator so far? So far, if I ask the same question in my classroom, everything that you would hear would be temporal things. You know, things. You know, my motorhome. My things. So far, everything I've heard just about are eternal things, things that have eternal ramifications. That's God. Anyways, keep going. That's awesome.
Chris and I were talking this morning about what we're thankful for. It's a long, long list, but outside of this body, if I said this to the world, they might not understand, but my mom died this year. And I'm thankful that she's no longer in pain. And I know where she is, and I know that one day I'll see her again, because Paul told Timothy, I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto that day.
Yeah, my name's Ray. I just want to say that I'm most thankful that God is gracious with us. You know, something that's just amazing to me, I'm thankful for being Christian and for us in here, and the fact that we're Americans. You know, the one thing that has been amazing, we had one of the worst years last year that we've had, and the thing that was a blessing is Christians and Americans, I mean, we're resilient. We don't give up. We never stop. We take the issues to God. God gives us the power, the ability, the wisdom. We stumble and we get back up. And I really believe the successful Christian, because we have so many imperfections, and I'm pointing the finger at me, is that we take two steps towards Christ and one step back. We don't want to take the one step back, but we're always just striving to see him.
We've had a bit of a tough year. But there's been some blessings in there as well. You mentioned, you know, we went through Genesis with Joseph. And someone who did everything right, you know, you would look at one part of their life and go, oof, I don't think God's worth that. And I've been reading, I don't do RJ's plan, but if you read about three chapters in the Old Testament and one chapter in the New Testament, you'll get through the Bible in about a year. And currently I'm right in Job, which I'm a bit of a, I'd call it a realist. My wife would say I'm a pessimist, but that actually speaks to me. But there have been so many blessings after my daughter was injured, that if you have time a way to look at it, you'll see the hand of God, and you'll see the power of community, and you'll see the power of fellowship. But I don't want to deny my daughter's real struggles with why me. I'm very proud of all my kids. As parents, you want them to love the Lord, to love other people, and to honor their mother and father. And they all done that well, but my youngest is just overachieved in everything. And so coming out of COVID, when all the young people already had to put a pause on their life and think, this is not a good life. Had so much taken away, had so much control or things out of their control. And then just when you think you're getting back into that, this was taken out of her control as well, to where her whole life kind of stopped in her mind. And I wish as a parent, she would not have to learn these lessons right now, that even through all those things, God is still in control. And God still does have your best interest in mind, even if you can't see that. And I know as time has gone on that she has done well in seeing that, but she still does struggle. But it has been an eye-opener and such a blessing to see how many people do pray for her, how many people step up and care for her, how the community has come together and raised funds for her. And in this short amount of time, what opportunities she has had. And so we have had a very thankful year, even though it has been very turbulent.
I want to thank God for my brother and my parents, especially my mom, because without my mom, I would be flat broke. My mom is my perfect manager of money. My mom takes care of my finances. My brother takes care of my back. I'm happy to have my brother as a chiropractor. Thank you.
Following up with what my dad said, I have struggled a bit, but I've realized that I am standing, and I got the clearance to play club volleyball, which is what I really wanted, and the first time I went down to Davis, they told me I couldn't, and that I couldn't play sports for another year, and so I was pretty disappointed, and then we went and saw the real neurosurgeon down there, and he said I could actually play club volleyball, and I've gotten to play. They pulled me up for playoffs, and I'm starting to see that it was really hard, like, in the hospital to see, like, why me? Like, I remember thinking I was going to die and thinking that I was just, like, why would God do that to me? I don't know really what I did to have that happen to me, but it's really given me, like, a moment to see that I definitely need to be kind of a better person and that I have actually had a lot of blessings. I mean, I really thought we were gonna have troubles with the hospital bills, and we haven't because the community helped, and I was very thankful for that. And it's just been kind of crazy to see who's been there. So, yeah.
That was a long walk. So I just want to say hi, first thing. And we're so thankful for the body of Christ, all of you included. My name is Rita Peary. We moved about a month and a half ago. It seems like that, and it seems like it's been longer. But we're so thankful to see your faces, to see how the body of Christ here has grown. I'm seeing new faces. And I just want to thank the Lord. God has helped change me in the last year and a half. Before we moved, Tim said he woke up from a dream and he said, I just had a dream that you were homeschooling. And we had a serious belly laugh, like laugh out loud moment. I'm like, whatever. So we're now homeschooling. But God has shown me things that I need change, that I need to be less angry or less bitter. That it's not easy to say, but that's true. And I needed that reproof from him. So sorry, that's a little raw, but anyway, God is good in showing us what we need to change. I'm so thankful to see all your faces. It's like a little tiny taste of heaven walking in here and getting to hug all of you. Not all of you, but some of you. it's so fun to see you all, to see your families and how big they've gotten, and to see your faith and how it's grown. I feel a little bit like Paul, where he was talking to the body. You know, so anyway, it's a little bit like that, but God has plugged us in where we are, and we're so grateful that the body of Christ is truly universal because of the Holy Spirit, and so we are just so thankful for that. We're thankful for you guys, and we pray. We still have the emails that come, and I was praying for Shelby, and I did hear about the horseshoe tournament all the way in Idaho, so way to go. Woo! Anyway, it's good to see your faces, and the Lord bless you. And a verse that I have had for this year that I asked God to do in our homeschool was Ephesians 3:20 and 21, and that's now he is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, and he has done that. And so I just want to give praise and honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Is that your sister, Alan? That's a gift. All right, anybody else? All right. So the Old Testament points towards the need for a Savior. We're just starting Matthew, the Gospel. The Gospel is going to tell us about our Savior, Jesus Christ, What an awesome thing it is to have a Savior, Jesus Christ. What a great thing to be thankful for this Thanksgiving season. And so let's pray, and then we'll have the worship team come up and finish. Dear Lord, we are just so grateful. So grateful for what you've done, Lord, for being our Savior, our Lord and Savior, Lord, just during this time. Lord, we are sorry for the times that we forget, for the times that we fall away. Lord, just pray that you would help us, that you would draw us to you, that you draw us near, Lord. Lord, just thank you so much for all these many stories that we've heard of these people that have been drawn to you, Lord, that are so thankful for all these ways that you're working, Lord. You're working in our body, Lord, just what an incredible thing that is, Lord. Lord, just as Rita said, Lord, you are not a Lord of just this one building, Lord. You're the Lord of this world, and just you're working through this world, and just what an incredible thing to know that, Lord. Just pray that you be with us this week, Lord. Just work with us in our lives, Lord. Just continue to draw us to you, Lord. Just thank you. Thank you for your saving grace, Lord. We love you. Help us to love you more. In your name we pray, amen.
If you grab your song sheets again. We rarely sing at the end of a service, but there really is no more appropriate time to actually sing than at the end of a service. Or we kind of reverse it sometimes. We think that singing gets us prepared to receive the word, where in fact singing is really a time to give back to God, to worship. There's no greater form of worship than, it has nothing to do with music. It has everything to do with our view of God. And the higher view of God we have, the deeper we go into his word and understand his word, the more we worship God. And so we worship God through the avenue of music, but it's not because of music or the melody. It's because of the attributes of God. Paul writes that we're to glorify God in our bodies, and we do that in a lot of ways. But most significantly, we do that through his word and the sharing of it. And that's what we really did this morning. Everything that we shared is not about me and about what I have, but it's about God and what he has and what he's done. And those that didn't share, you would have shared the same or similar. So we give thanks in a lot of ways. But if you're able, let's stand together and let's sing these couple of songs. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Repeat that one more time. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Because of what the Lord has turn the your sheet, song sheets over. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the bride. Mystery of the cross I cannot comprehend, the agonies of Calvary.
once your enemy, now seated at your table. And once your enemy, now seated at your table. Jesus, thank you.
And all of God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Have a great week and a happy Thanksgiving.